Damn.
Hey, everybody. My name is Gary.
I'm Terry, bitches.
I almost said my name was Terry, but my name is Gary.
Yeah, mine.
Welcome back to Grandma's House.
If you like the sound of our Mountain Dew opening intro, we're way too tired to drink Mountain Dew right now.
Yeah, I might have a caffeine with overdose.
I have an ulcer in my lip because of all the citric acid I've been drinking from Mountain Dew.
I've had two of those coffee monster things.
Oh God.
That's what I've been running on all day.
Jeez.
Pushing 24 hours.
Alright, Terry, how long have you been awake? How many hours?
We're gonna go 22.
Good night.
Yeah, I'm dying slowly.
So, I just woke up from like a quick 2-hour nap. I had an alarm set for 4, but I forgot to turn it on. So I woke up to my sister and Terry standing over me. And that's why I sound like this, because I've been awake for like 15 minutes and he's been awake for 22 hours.
Yup.
So, in a direct quote from Terry from about 3 minutes ago, we're going to do a half-assed episode.
Yeah, we were both tired as hell.
Tired as shit.
Yeah.
All right, so real quick, I want to talk about something that's been on my mind.
Okay.
There's this guy on YouTube. His channel name is Angry Picnic, right? Amazing name.
Yeah.
Number one, amazing name. But he goes to college campuses, and he'll either like sing parodies of songs using comments on his other YouTube videos, or he'll just, it's like a prank channel, right?
Yeah.
Where he'll say things or ask people things or do things to people that his comments tell him to do.
Yeah.
He had one today that was like, he had to go up to somebody and ask them how much for one night.
That's a little rough.
Yeah, that's,
I don't think I could do that.
And he walked up to this one girl, man.
I mean, that's really ballsy to do that.
Yeah. Cause that person's gonna be pissed, you know? Especially when you're on a college campus and everyone there is a little bit more left leaning than most people.
Yeah.
So if you insinuate in any way that someone is a prostitute just because of how they're looking right then or dressing, they're gonna be pissed. I mean, anyone would be, but like, yeah, especially like, you know, younger left leaning college students who are right now on their mind is all like, don't judge me for what I'm wearing or
what
I'm talking about. He went up to this one girl, man, and she already is, she's got RBF, she's got resting bitch face really hard. She's walking down the sidewalk of the campus texting, and he goes up to her and he goes, hey, how much for a night? And she looks up from her phone, looks dead in his eyes, and she's like, you can go fuck yourself. And just kept walking.
And so, damn, with that hesitation, didn't skip a beat.
So normally, like, he'll try and keep the gag going for like 2 or 3 minutes and get some good clips or whatever.
Yeah.
But she was walking off. So he immediately like started like awkward laughing and like ran after him and was like, hey, listen, this is for a YouTube channel. She was like, that is ridiculous. And he goes, no. I hate that I had to say that, but I told my viewers I would say anything they commented, and somebody commented that. And she goes, so you think that's funny? He goes, no. I mean, your reaction was funny because go fuck yourself, that was perfect. But I mean, I would never say that. You just did. And he goes, no, but and she goes, now it's really not a good time because I'm arguing with someone. And this man goes, oh, your boyfriend? She was like, yeah, my boyfriend. Why do you care? And like, just, oh shit, she was pissed.
unleashed on his ass. Damn.
Man, I felt so bad for him. That man has balls.
Balls of steel.
It was crazy, man.
All right, I need more than one person's opinion on this.
All
right. Is it okay to eat while you record a podcast? Like, if you're, like, like if you're like in between, you like while you're talking and I like eat a chip or something real quick and like you can't really hear it, but like if you're smacking into the mic, go fuck yourself.
Right. Yeah. Don't like, this isn't an ASMR channel. We're not weird kinky people, but like my thing is like, it's a really sensitive microphone, so it's going to be really hard not to hear it. And if it's in there and we're eating for the whole 45 minutes, I'm not editing out 45 minutes worth of eating food.
Yeah.
So it's either not going to have a podcast or it's going to sound like a fucking, you know that YouTube video, How Animals Eat?
Yeah.
That's what it would sound like for 45 minutes.
Well, how was Christmas?
Oh, yeah. We haven't done a podcast since Christmas.
Nah.
Hell yeah. That's, oh, damn. Christmas was awesome, man. For the viewers who can't see, got some nice-ass blackout curtains in here now, which is why I was asleep at 5 in the afternoon and was dead. It is dark as hell in here.
Yeah.
And I got a dishwasher, which I'm pretty excited about, because now I can actually cook stuff. And not, like, dread hand-washing tons and tons of dishes afterwards.
Yeah.
How was your Christmas?
That was pretty good. Pretty good.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yep. Yep.
All right. Well, peak season is, I guess, officially over at work.
Yeah.
So we're back to getting off at a normal time.
Yeah, we were supposed to have a guest for who we work with. I guess the dude just bailed on us.
I think he's probably asleep.
Ah.
You don't think so?
No. I don't think so.
No, I don't think he would just bail. Maybe he forgot. We talked about it like...
Forgot.
Yeah. We talked about it like 5 this morning. And we're talking earlier about what if he got lost and now he's just like trapped in some like super like just
white supremacist kind of neighborhood.
Yeah.
He's black. We'll fix that in post, by the way.
We have to fix that?
Part of that. Awkward silence.
What do we have to fix?
My name.
Did I say it?
Yeah.
I said your name again?
Yeah.
Damn it, bro. I didn't even notice.
Yep, sure did.
I've been focusing on that too. Wait, real quick. I have to edit this out too. Okay.
No, you should leave that in there.
You think I should just leave a giant rip? And dude,
we cannot fucking English today.
Do you smell that?
Oh my.
Why does it smell burnt? What did I eat? Why does it...
Bless.
It smells like it's singeing hairs. I don't...
Bastard.
What is that smell? You know?
Yep. Look, I was... I got to work. Okay. So, like, I got up 20 minutes before I had to be at work.
Yeah.
Or before I left for work. And I got to work. I'm standing at my workstation. 10:30 at night. 11, somewhere in there. Between 10:30 and 11:30. And I just say to myself, I want a Miller Lite. Like, out of nowhere.
Chilling at work.
I need a Miller Lite.
The beer of the working man.
The beer of the working man.
That is like a solid, like, blue-collar beer right there.
Yeah. It's pretty good tasting. It's not too bad.
Isn't that what Grandpa drinks?
Yep.
All right.
He drinks a lot of those, too.
That man scares me. That man scares the hell out of me.
You know, I've never seen him drink, like, hard whiskeys.
I have.
Really?
But I lived with him for 3 months, so.
What kind of stuff is he drinking?
He's got some Jack Daniels above his washer and dryer.
I'm going to snatch that shit.
Oh my god. Yeah, he's got some. I think he was showing me some at one point.
I know he's got the Apple Crown.
What's that?
I don't know what Crown is. I don't know like what division it goes.
Yeah, in. Is that like? It sounds like a whiskey.
Yeah. You know what? Well, you'll check it on your phone because mine's dead.
All right, I'll dig up my phone real quick. Let's see here. Unlock. Hey, Siri. What type of alcohol is Crown?
Okay, I found this on the web. Type of alcohol is Crown?
Just tell me.
Check it out.
It's a blended Canadian whiskey.
Really?
Canadian.
I didn't know it was Canadian.
Bruh. A lot of stuff is Canadian. I just don't realize it's Canadian.
Yeah.
Canada makes some good shit. You know?
Yeah.
I kind of feel bad, because like a lot of the stuff I just assume is American.
Yeah.
America doesn't really make anything good.
They make Bud Light and Budweiser.
That's just piss water.
No. That's not just piss water.
Terry, I'm telling you, man.
No. Budweiser's got some kick to it. Like, if you drink, like...
It's just fermented piss water.
If you go from, like, Michelob Ultra to Budweiser, you can tell a big difference.
Hmm. Is it better than Michelob?
That's a little harsher.
Yeah, I figured. More harsh.
Wow, with fucking English in it. I barely passed anyways.
Oh, but we haven't drank before. We're good Christian boys.
I'm not gonna bullshit. Yeah, I've had a few.
The only beer I've ever had is a Michelob. I just did not like it.
Oh yeah, Michelob straight piss water.
It was not good, bro.
Wow, I can throw some Michelobs down though.
Really?
Yes. Because they're so light. Like
yeah,
Bud Light's a little heavier, so you like. You know, after three of those, you're pissing like a racehorse.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is about beer, but, like, it makes you piss like a damn racehorse.
All alcohol does, man.
It's crazy to me.
Even, like, I'll drink, like, I mean, hypothetically, you know. Hypothetically. I'll drink, like, 4 or 5 shots worth of my whiskey, and then I'll piss like a gallon. That's more than I just drank. Where is it coming from?
It's crazy.
Uh-huh. Alright, so, Shameless, TV show on Netflix I've been watching.
Yeah.
I'm almost finished, man.
Don't tell me.
I'm not. I ain't gonna tell you what's happening. I am just gonna tell you, though, it's season 9. There are 14 episodes, and I'm on episode, like, 9. Oh my God. And season 9 is the last episode out there.
Alright, I just need to know. Does Jimmy Steve end up coming back at all? I'm on season 7, maybe?
What just happened? When's the last time you saw him?
You know that lady kept coming into the diner?
Mm-hmm.
And the she married that dude in the band, and that dude in the band just... punched the absolute shit out of Jimmy Steve.
Gosh. Gus.
Yeah.
Okay.
Spoiler alert, by the way. You didn't watch the show.
So, I don't think Jimmy Steve comes back after that. If he does, it's for like one episode. I can't remember if he came back or not. If he did, he did not make like a major reappearance. Like, he's not like a new character that just stays.
All right, what about Monica? Is Monica on and off? Oh, we got some shit with Monica.
Some shit happened with Monica that I can't tell you.
Oh, it's big shit.
It's big.
Fat shit.
Like, I could spoil it for you right now, but I can't do that to you, man. Oh, my God. It's some big stuff. When's the last time you saw Monica?
When she ran off with Ian.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, the next time you see Monica is when the big shit happens.
Oh!
Mm-hmm. She'll come back for a few episodes.
And then Frank's still fucking shit up.
Yeah. He took a break from it for a little bit. Frank, became Buddhist for a little bit, actually.
Oh, fuck.
Frank is a, an alcoholic at heart. He destroyed, he destroyed his first liver, and now he's on to destroying his second, and he does crack and meth and
literally anything he can get his hands on.
And he's had a job for a total of, according to the episode I watched a few days ago, he's had a real job paying taxes for a total of 6 weeks in his life. And this man's in his like late 50s.
That's kind of baller status to live in a big city and live in a house in a big city, okay?
He doesn't really live in a house.
I mean, he owns the house.
The house was paid for by his son, Carl, and is in his daughter, Fiona's name.
Oh, you spoiled something.
Did I?
Yeah, I didn't know Carl paid for that bitch.
I thought that already happened. I thought that was like season 6.
No.
Shit, for real?
Yes.
No. I'm so sorry.
Oh, Carl's big into the dope game. Damn.
Yeah. Well, now you know that. I'm sorry.
It's all good.
So, I mean, at the point I'm at, it's not Frank's house.
Fiona's still raising kids.
Yeah. Oh, they changed actors for Liam.
Motherfucker! I love Liam.
Let me tell you what they did with Liam, alright? So this is
they changed him from a black kid to an Asian kid.
So Liam, and Shameless, for those of you who don't know, it's a bipolar mom who's in and out of the show randomly. And she's super into drugs. And then there's an alcoholic father who is never home because he just kind of blacks out.
He goes to the bar and he drinks from open to close and passes out somewhere on the streets of Chicago.
Most of the time doing weird shit for drugs. But, so when Liam was a baby, there was a set of twins that played him.
Oh, there's a set of twins that played him?
Yeah, when he was a baby, like an infant, like early seasons, right?
I didn't know that.
Then, after season 2, a different set of twins played him up until season 9. Or season 8. Up until season 8. And season 8, it's no longer twins. It's just a regular kid. By the way, this is a family full of white people. Both parents are white. One of the kids is black. You can do the math. So, Liam is now played by a single kid.
How old is Liam in...
And she's 9?
Yeah.
He's 9. Do you want to know something crazy?
What?
You know Liam's kind of silent? Yeah. Not really like a character. He's just kind of like there. In season 9, they spend a lot of time developing his character. Season 8 and 9. Like, he has his own, like, side story.
Can we go off on
he has dialogue. Here? He talks a lot.
Really?
He has dialogue. And he's super smart. Okay, sorry. Continue.
I'm going off my little rant here. All right, so they made this show, movie, whatever on Netflix that about Jesus being gay or whatever. And a lot of people are dropping Netflix because of it.
Jesus being gay?
Yeah. Quite frankly, if you can't simply fucking avoid the movie or the show...
Yeah, it's a little... I never understood that.
I mean, you're ruining, like, your whole, like... You get so much good movies and shows from that, and you're just gonna go and fucking drop it because of one little show they've produced?
Here's my thing. The show is about Jesus being gay, so... It probably offends the Christians because, or at least the old-timey Christians, right? The more conservative ones.
Yeah.
Because the Bible preaches against homosexuality. And so for them to say Jesus is gay is, they kind of, I guess they kind of see it as like blasphemy.
It's, it, it's, but It's hypothetical is all it is.
Yeah, but here's my thing. Is, like, Jesus' main message was love, right?
Love everybody.
Love everybody. Love your neighbor. Love your enemies. Love everybody. And love everybody equally. And your job isn't to judge people. Your job is to love them. You know? Leave the judging to the Father. And you just show love. So I don't give a shit what the Bible says about homosexuality or anything like that. That's not going to make me think any less of anybody who is homosexual or is anything, you know, like that.
Yeah.
Because that's not my job. My job as a Christian is to love everybody equally as much as I can, even if they're a dick. You know?
Yeah.
And it also says in certain parts of the Bible that, you know, God doesn't see sins weighted differently, you know?
Yeah.
Like, if you're gay, you're a sinner. But if you lie, you're also a sinner. And if you cheat on your wife, you're also a sinner. So why is it that the modern day Christian sees gay as worse than adultery or lying or anything like that, you know?
Yeah, let's see where you're going with this.
My thing is, like, everybody sins. Pick your poison, you know? If you're gay, cool. That is a sin. But I'm a sinner every day when I cuss a lot. I have a shit mouth.
Oh, man. You know? You don't even get started on me.
And
I'm sorry. I had to get this
out. No, you're good. You're good.
My grandmother would be absolutely disappointed if she rode around with me for an entire day.
Uh-huh. Your grandparents came over for dinner last night.
I heard.
Mm-hmm. It was kind of cool. I didn't see them very much. I didn't eat with them because I didn't wake up till 4. So I was already cooking.
Yeah, what time did they come over here and eat?
Like 5:30.
Oh, God. Old people.
They didn't leave until after I left for work, though.
Really?
Yeah. So they were here for a while. But anyway, that's my stance. Is like people who were like, or like, you know the Christians who are like, you can't be a Christian because you're gay.
Yeah.
I think that's bull too. Because that logic is like, I couldn't be a Christian because I lie or because I swear. You know?
Bullshit.
It doesn't make sense. It does not make sense.
None whatsoever.
Everybody's sinning. That's the point of the gospel. Is that everybody's a sinner.
He died for our sins.
Exactly.
All right, we got to get off this page. We're going to trigger somebody, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, we are. We're just talking about Christianity. This is a good thing.
Oh,
this
motherfuck! Son of a bitch! Oh, son of a fuck! I got a badass cramp just then.
What? This man jumped off my couch holding his inner thigh.
Oh, shit.
Man, it looked like a crab bit the pinched the tip of your dick.
Oh, my God.
Jumped up grabbing the
that's upper the thigh. Fastest you'll ever see me move when I get a cramp. I never will move faster. You want to hop off into these ads real quick? Or however many we have?
Oh, yeah. I forgot. You guys, we're going to take a short intermission, and we will be right back.
Hey, hey, hey!
Hello, everybody. We are back. I was gonna talk to Terry with this off the podcast because I was afraid it would sound sexist. But he insisted.
But we don't give a fuck. No, I'm kidding.
He insisted we should talk about it on the podcast. So just a quick preface, I guess. We're not sexist. Men and women are equal.
Fucking squirrel. Sorry.
That was my freezer.
I've been hunting squirrels the past 3 days. So I'm on top of my squirrel shit.
But just a quick note, we're not sexist. Men and women are equal. Women are a lot better than men at a ton of shit.
Yeah, like having babies maybe, you know?
Pain tolerance?
Oh yeah, my pain tolerance is for nothing.
Dude, I read the other day, you know how like it's a common notion that like when men get sick, we're way bigger babies than when women get sick?
I'm a big ass bitch.
Apparently, that's scientifically proven. Did you know that? No. Men have weaker immune systems than women, so when we get sick, it affects us more.
I'm a bitch.
Me too, bro.
I lay up in the bed screaming for somebody. Mama, come help me!
I'm just laying there, and I don't want to move. And then, like, girls who are the same, who have the same thing I do, will, like, get up. Like, if I have the flu.
Make some fucking ramen or some shit. Yeah,
if I have the flu, I'm not getting out of bed.
Oh, I ain't moving.
Right? But if a girl gets the flu, she's going to work. She's not canceling her plans with her friends. I'm like, what the hell are you doing? Stay home. Anyway, sorry.
We all on some shit, bro.
We diverged. All right. So the conversation topic I didn't want to talk about, but I guess now I'm going to, is tits versus ass. The never-ending debate. What's your stance? Are you a tits guy or an ass guy?
Say, thing is, it just depends on the situation.
On the situation. Explain.
It's situational awareness. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, I'm trying to think of how I want to approach this.
You want me to start?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So, I am an ass guy. And here's my logic behind that. Don't get me wrong. Boobies are fantastic.
Wonderful.
But here's my thing. A flat ass and big boobs. Boobs cannot make up for a flat ass.
I completely agree with you.
However, a good ass can make up for flat boobs every day of the week.
I'm 100% with you right there.
Okay. Now.
But.
If they're both good.
That's what I'm saying.
Are you a boob guy or an ass guy?
Like if they're both a decent. Fuck me. They're both decent.
Mm-hmm. If, let's say.
I was going to say decently sized, but that sounds.
Yeah. Let's say, because, I mean, they don't have to be big to be nice.
Yeah.
Let's say you find the woman with the 100% perfect boobs and also the 100% perfect ass. You find a unicorn. What's more attractive?
Ass.
A man of culture, I see. Handshake there. I am an ass guy as well.
It's all about the cushion, bro.
All about the cushion. My thing, boobies make good pillows.
Oh.
Right?
I mean, they technically both make good pillows.
But I'm saying, if a girl can't fart and make her booty jiggle, come on.
This man turned into a whole
I ain't trying to be like, Miss Big Bird pair at work with.
Oh my god!
You know, she got like 300 pounds, but still ain't got a booty. How?
This lady, 300 damn pounds. Her ass is flat as a damn board.
I got a bigger booty than her, and I'm 200 pounds. I don't.
Shit.
I don't understand. All right, let's get off the topic, because it makes me sound sexist, and I don't like it. I respect women. Women are fantastic. I love women.
I'm a feminist.
I wouldn't go as far to say I'm a feminist. Let's talk about the feminist movement.
Oh, God.
While we're on the topic. I'm a feminist when it comes to what the original movement was about, which is equality between men and women. But modern-day feminism has turned into women are superior to men. And that I do not agree with.
It's utter bullshit.
Men and women are equals. We each have things we are better at than the other. Biologically, and just emotionally and mentally.
Yeah.
But no one gender is better than the other.
Yes.
We're not going to talk about genders.
No.
I said the word gender, and I felt a tense change. We're not going to talk about genders. I can't do it.
No. Because I identify as a attack helicopter. Just triggered somebody. I love it. All right. But, so that I really want to get off into.
Okay.
Since we're branching out there.
Getting into controversial topics.
Fucking politics, boys.
Jesus Christ.
I'm not a politics guy. I'm not. But I'm going to tell you why I'm not, okay?
Okay.
It's very simple. In high school, that's where you're supposed to learn a good deal about politics. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's where you're supposed to, like, They're supposed to, like, kind of get you there.
You start learning about government, and then from there you...
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't teach you enough about politics, like, what to know, what, like, you know? You know what I'm getting at? Like,
yeah, they teach you...
Like, they expect you to, like, sit on Google all fucking day and, like, oh my God, what president do I want to vote for? What's his views? What does this mean? No. What 16 to 18-year-old is going to sit on their fucking phone and Google about politics?
I'm not going to lie. I do that a lot. But that's just because I'm interested in politics. That's just like a personal hobby of mine. That's not normal. No.
I mean, if I were to go to Luckwell High School and take a poll for anybody from 16 to, let's say, 19.
They're all going
to
vote for who their parents are voting for.
Yes.
Yeah.
A good, I'm going to say a good 85% of them are going to vote for who their parents are voting for.
Or they're going to hop on a bandwagon because one candidate has one thing that they're pushing that they can't actually do. Like how Trump was pushing the wall. And everybody hopped on
the wall.
Everybody hopped on the wall because and that was it. They didn't look at anything else he had to say or how he was going to get it done or anything like that. They just, oh, he's going to fix illegal immigration, so hop on. And he's not a politician, so I'm going to hop on. Or like Bernie Sanders with the whole, like...
Bring back the draft.
Like, no school or no... Or free
college.
Yeah, free college.
And that's some bullshit.
All the college students hopped on without even thinking, like, what that would do to the economy, where that money would come from,
yeah,
how it would affect taxes. They just... I think the thing with high schoolers... Or people our age is that they see a candidate.
They see one thing. They don't see the big picture.
Right. Because like, there's not going to be a single candidate that you match up with 100%. Right. But you can find the candidate where you're like, oh, I believe in 80% of his views, and that's more than I believe, or that's more than I line up with anybody else. So he's got my vote, or she's got my vote. That was fantastic.
Fucking mint.
Are you going to vote in this next presidential election?
Fuck no.
You're not?
I don't give a fuck about who becomes president. I mean, I do care.
Uh-huh.
But like I said, I have not been educated well enough.
Right.
And right now, I really don't have the time to deep dive into politics. I'm kind of focusing on my job at the moment.
I'll be honest with you, man. I'm 20 years old. I'm still not registered to vote.
I'm registered. Simply because my mom registered me.
I'm registered for the draft and all that other bullshit, but I'm not registered to vote, which is probably kind of dumb, but because I wanted to vote for governor, but I just couldn't. I procrastinate, so I couldn't get my shit together. That's on me. But my thing is, like, if you don't vote, and
if you didn't even attempt to vote, like,
you don't have a
say so, and like,
you don't get to complain.
Yeah, you don't get to bitch about it
because you didn't voice your opinion. So you don't. That's my stance. Like,
Harambe for president.
God damn it! The last presidential election, I was too young to vote, so I'm allowed to bitch or to not bitch about whatever I want to. Because I know who I would have voted for, given the choices, and I wasn't able to vote, but I was educated enough to know what I wanted. This next presidential election...
Isn't there like 20-something people running?
Right now, they haven't narrowed it down. There's like 3 Republicans and like 20 Democrats.
It's fucking insane.
And right now... The Democrats are destroying themselves because they're all fighting.
Is Bernie Sanders running again?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, bastard.
They're all fighting each other to see who's going to win the Democratic, what's it called? I don't even know what it's called. We didn't learn any of this shit in school. The Democratic the primaries. Bam.
Yep.
Whereas the Republican
primaries. Shout out to my government teacher.
Yeah. Sowell didn't teach us shit.
I wasn't gonna like low blow a name card.
Oh no, I did. I don't even give a shit. We did nothing in
school. I took government twice because I didn't learn shit the first time because I slept the whole time because I wasn't learning shit. And then I just copied off somebody else the rest of the second time.
See, it sounds like we're just lazy high schoolers who are complaining and, you know, oh, our teacher didn't teach us.
No, but when your fucking teacher sits behind the fucking desk 8 out of the 9 fucking weeks.
He literally, in my class, he did nothing but talk about... I had him for economics, too. He did nothing but talk about his hatred for cell phones, his upcoming divorce, and his disbelief in marriage. And then in economics, instead of teaching us economics, he was going to let us just sit there for the entire 9 weeks and start. He just started making up grades in the grade book. One of the parents complained, and he told us we had to get in groups and make PowerPoint presentations about, and I quote, any subject you want. There were PowerPoint presentations on soccer. I started making them as a joke because he couldn't. If I started making presentations, he couldn't bring that to the board saying, well, this person did a presentation on 9/11 for economics or things like that, when that's not even about economics. Like, how would he do that? Like, one of my presentations was on the assassination of Abraham Lincoln, which was a topic approved by him, which has nothing to do with economics. And so I tried to just start making it funny because you can't enforce anything, you know?
You didn't give us a thing.
Right. So we had to have a video, and in the video, we reenacted the assassination of Abraham Lincoln. Like, me and one of my partners were sitting in two chairs, and we were like, well, this is a great play, Martha. Or, this is a horrible play, Martha. And she was like, shut up and listen to the show. And I was like, I like this play just about as much as I'd like to get a bullet in the back of my head. And then I'd look at the camera and wink. And then our third partner came on the screen and pretended to shoot me in the back of the head. And I had a vicious death scene for 30 seconds. We did one on 9/11, which is very, very risky. It's very hard to make fun of things that serious, right?
Yeah, now, I don't...
Here's my thing. With 9/11, very serious, right?
Yeah.
I'm not diminishing in any way the circumstances that happened on 9/11. That was very obviously a horrible day for our nation, horrible day for a lot of people. A lot of people died undeservingly. I still made fun of him in front of the whole class.
I'm not big on, people, like the 9/11 memes.
Yeah.
Fuck. I can't stand that shit.
I don't really like them, but at that point I was so fed up with my teacher, I was just trying to do things as risky as possible to try and make him do something. So, for instance, in that PowerPoint presentation, it started off serious. We talked about Al-Qaeda. Then I showed a picture of the planes hitting the towers. You know, it gets really quiet, really serious subject. People, it's emotional, you know?
Yeah.
My next slide was a Photoshop picture of the towers flying into planes so they can get their revenge. And then we did...
Those are kind of funny.
Yeah. And then we did a video, which was literally a minute and a half long video of me and my two partners, two of us standing in bed sheets, and the third one throwing paper airplanes at us. And in the background, the sound of silence played. And that was rough. And you could tell he was sitting behind his desk, like, holy shit, this man is tempting me. Like, I was trying to push his buttons, right? I was trying to offend people. I was trying to make it to where he had to do something, because then he would have to expose himself as, like, the guy who isn't actually teaching anything.
Yeah.
He didn't do anything, though. He just gave us a 90. I swear there's a squirrel in my freezer.
That'd be pretty dope.
Sure.
You know those things kind of hurt when they bite?
Squirrels?
Yeah, I picked one up off the ground that I shot, and I thought it was dead.
You're supposed to poke him first.
And he snapped back around and bit the fire out of me.
You get a rabies shot?
Yeah. We all good.
I ain't getting no rabies.
Good night.
You know there's this place in New York that has a bounce house that has straight up titties?
The hell? What do you mean straight up titties?
I think it's the Museum of Sex.
They have a Museum of Sex?
Yeah, in New York City.
That's... I don't know if that's amazing or horrifying.
It's got like the first ever dildos and stuff. It's kind of fucking insane.
Good lord. I kind of want to go. I'm interested.
Let's hop on a plane to New York.
Let's go. Bro, my buddy who lives in New York, I posted a video on my Snapchat yesterday of me air frying some popcorn shrimp. And my buddy who lives in New York Snapchatted me and he was like, "Are those tater tots?" I haven't talked to this man in like a year and a half. We were never really that close. And he Snapchats me and he goes, "Are those tater tots?" It's like, they're actually popcorn shrimp. But I will take your suggestion to heart. And next time I go to the store, I will get some tater tots and think of you. He said, "Dude, New York City has no tater tots, no popcorn shrimp. It's ridiculous." I was like, "Just go to the Walmart." He was like, "Dude, I'm telling you, they don't sell that stuff here." He goes, "I can't even find like Tony seasoning or anything like that. It's ridiculous." It's like, what kind of hellhole? Like, what? What? He said I had to be his dealer. So now I'm a seasoning dealer.
Hey, you know, you could buy some dry ice and ship him some tater tots. Ship him like 10 pounds worth of tater tots.
There's no way they don't have tater tots.
Everybody has tater tots.
That's what I'm saying. Everybody has tater tots. That is a universal food.
Even the aliens eat that stuff, man.
Just imagine like aliens coming down to Earth and they're like, "Guys, we gotta be sneaky. We gotta be sneaky. Otherwise, we'll never get fucking tater tots again." How long do we want this podcast to go on for? Because the first one was like 24 minutes. The second one was like 44. This one's about 30 right now. Maybe a little more.
I don't know.
Actually, this might be 40.
We'll just wing it a little bit longer.
All right. I'm done. Dude.
Happy New Year!
Close.
Almost there.
Almost there, boys.
Almost there, boys.
The whole decade's coming to a close, and you and I are going to be working when the ball drops. Fun time.
You know it. It'll be fun driving home New Year's Day, 3:30 in the morning.
Surrounded by drunk drivers in Memphis.
Ah, we probably should ride together that day.
Yeah.
Lower the chances of one of us getting hit.
Mm-hmm. That way, wouldn't that double the chances?
No.
Then it's like an all or nothing type deal. It's like all your eggs are in one basket.
Yep.
We either both get hit or neither of us do. And I'm down for that. We'll take my car. Because if my car gets totaled, then I can get that Mustang with the insurance money.
We're taking my truck. It's safer.
Okay, your truck is safer. But, Terry,
if a truck the same size as mine hits us doing, we'll say 40, you're a lot safer than a truck the size of mine hitting your car.
Well, here's my thing.
Hold on. That hoe in the walls.
Yeah. These squirrels travel, man.
It's tripping me out. All
right.
You're fucking up the podcast, bro.
Yeah, bro. Here's my thing, though.
Go eat your nuts, bitch.
Here's my thing, though. If we're in my car, it'll be totaled. Their insurance will give me money. And then I can get that Mustang on Facebook Marketplace with the Lamborghini doors.
That's kind of where I'm going with this. Like, if mine gets totaled,
then you can get the Lamborghini.
Then I can get the Lamborghini doors or whatever else I want.
Nice. Actually, we probably do need to take your truck. Because it'll be harder for you to get totaled. Not that we're going to, like...
Yeah, we're not, like, planning to, like, get run over or nothing.
We're just saying... We're not going to, like...
It's hypothetical.
Yeah. We're saying it's New Year's Eve, or I guess New Year's morning. They're going to be drunk drivers. So there's a possibility. So it probably does need to be your truck because you need to pay off your vehicle more than I need the insurance settlement from losing mine.
We're not trying to commit insurance fraud, by the way. Like, hypothetically, if we were to get hit, my truck's a hell of a lot safer than his car.
Oh, T-Dog, guess what I almost did? Guess what I want to do? I've come close to doing. I'll say that.
Smoking crack.
No, there's this house for sale.
Oh, fuck. Here we go.
I found two houses, right?
This man's always trying to buy some shit.
Like, big shit. Anyway.
This dude comes to me the other day. Bro, I found this Mustang. What?
Well, and in my defense, I was looking for you a vehicle.
Yeah.
On Facebook Marketplace. And a 2017 Mustang with Lamborghini doors pops up. How am I not going to be interested?
Just buy a Lamborghini.
Just casually just go buy a Lamborghini?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, totally. Anyway, these houses, man. Let me tell you about them. One of them is absolutely gorgeous. It's out of my price range. It's like $197, right? I can't afford that shit.
$197?
$1,000.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Thought we might have gotten lucky.
No. Ooh, T-Dog is gorgeous. It is gorgeous. It is. Whew. Anyway, the house I've come close to, or I've been thinking about buying, is in Buena Vista. It's $139,000. It's been on the market for like 6 months. I could probably get it for like $120,000. It's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath.
Is this for you to live in?
Live in and rent out, yeah.
That's an awful neighborhood.
You don't like Buena Vista?
The fucking hills in that hellhole suck it ass.
It's like, yeah. But let me tell you.
Donkey that. Cock.
It's $139,000. A 3-bedroom, 2-bath on the lake with a pier.
But I'm coming to bass fish.
Or just move in. It's a 3-bedroom. You'll have to pay rent, so you're going to have to figure something out with your truck. But if you're getting on a full-time team, you know, and it'd be a good way for you to pay rent and not have to worry about it. Because, like, if you were late with rent with somebody else, you get kicked out. If you're late with rent for me, be like, dude, what the hell?
I'm beating your ass, bitch.
Like, I get your boat privileges for the next 2 weeks. No, I'm kidding. No, but you know what I'm saying?
I get all your hunting utilities for the next week.
But, okay, I was looking at it. The mortgage would be about... Between for a 30-year, between $750 and $950,
you'd be 50 when that bitch was paid the fuck off.
With a 30-year mortgage,
you're fucking 20.
No, think about it. With a 30-year mortgage, you don't just pay the note. I mean, what I would do is I would get the 30-year to keep the note low, and rent it out, right? The renters pay the mortgage. I live rent-free. And then when I have extra money, I throw it at the note, pay the house off faster. But I'm not worried about paying it off. I'm worried about building equity so that when I sell it, I have more money in the property. You know? Because here's my thing. Houses go up in value. Almost all the time. When there's a crash, they come back up. That's just how it works. Because no one's making any more land. That shit, that's not how that works. Land is a finite resource.
I mean, technically, we can make land.
We'd have to take it from the ocean.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
The world would be absolutely fucked if there was no ocean. It'd be so weird.
But
you could drive to fucking... Can you imagine driving to Africa? Yeah, Mom, we're driving 4 straight months to fucking Africa. You know how much fucking gas that would be?
It wouldn't be 4 months.
It'd be a long-ass trip.
Think about it. From here to Nevada is 28 hours. Right? From here to Africa is probably like 4 trips to Nevada. Right? Something like that. Because that's like almost the width of America.
We're going to say a fucking week.
It would be a solid week and a half.
All right. So can you imagine having to ask for 3 weeks vacation?
Because you would.
You got to drive a week there. You spend a week there. Drive a week back. The fucking gas you would spend. Oh my God.
God, it would be miserable, man. It would be miserable. It'd be fun as hell, though.
No, it wouldn't. Driving for a fucking week?
Can you imagine driving to Australia?
That'd be even fucking longer. Oh, my God. That'd be like 2 weeks. Holy fuck.
Think about the change you'll go through, right? You leave here with spiders the size of your pinky. And, like...
Ah, don't you say spiders the size of my fucking hand.
And then the closer you get, the bigger the spiders get until they're the size of your head. And they're, like, fucking kangaroos everywhere and shit.
I fucked with kangaroos. I'm as loud as hell.
Hey, if you ever get attacked by a kangaroo, get behind it.
What?
I was listening to a Daniel Tosh stand-up. And he got into, like a little segment. Like, just, like, a random humor type thing. It was like, if you're ever in a fight with a kangaroo, get behind it. Because kangaroos struggle turning around. And they can't kick behind them. If a kangaroo kicks you in the chest, you're dead. Like, you're fucking done.
God dang.
Them things have power. But they can't kick backwards. And they can't turn around very quickly. So you just run up behind it. You're solid. You hop on the back of it, and it's like a piggyback ride. It's like an Australian rodeo.
I actually kind of love.
Yeah. All right, you ready to end the podcast?
Yeah.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening. We appreciate you guys coming back. You have anything to say, Terry?
No, I don't think so.
All right. We're probably going to get some sleep.
If you haven't listened to the entire episode, I hope you get pink eye, bitch.
This episode's like an hour long.
I good. I don't care if you fall asleep listening to it.
Good Lord. We'll see you guys next week at Grandma's house.